Hey guys, how you doing? It's 10 a.m. on the West Coast here in California. We are live again for our weekly edition of, what are we at? What do we call this?
Morel Mentor Sessions.
Morel Mentor Sessions, right? And that's where you get mentored by Morel. Morel is me, so just for clarification, right? We've got two guests today who were a part of the 5-Minute Crew. I want to just speak a little bit about my post this morning. It's the third time in 5 years that our main company, which is Intero Real Estate Services, made the Inc. 5000 list. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about that. You know, in actuality, we would have made it 4 times, but one of our staff members forgot to file the application. I'm not going to mention any names, but yeah, that was a little bit of a heartbreaker. But to essentially have made it to the Inc. 500 list once and the Inc. 5000 list 3 times in 5 years of eligibility really just speaks volumes about what we're doing here, guys. And it really speaks volumes about the level of training that we provide for our agents. And as a result, the level of training that we're providing for you on a daily basis. Though you don't get all the access, though only our agents and our coaching clients get all of the access to everything we do, I think that hopefully you can appreciate, you know, the posts that we make, the stories that we do. They give you a little bit of insight into what it takes to be a success, right? And so I'm proud of the fact that I started this company with a pen and a piece of paper and with a vision, and it was a vision to help people to become a better version of themselves. Thank you, Carolina. As a result, people who join our company lose weight, make more money, build more wealth, sell more houses. They're just overall just way better off with us than without us. So that's a very, very proud, thing for me, to say. Congrats to you and your team, Danny, for making the, hey, thanks, Geraldo. Thank you very much, my friend. If you don't know, in order to make the Inc. 500 or 5,000 list, you got to be part of the 5,000 fastest growing companies in America. I think this year we ranked like 1,890. The highest ranking was 398, I believe. So at one point in time, we were that fast. And, you know, I kind of, and it's just proud. It's just proud because, you know, quite frankly, a lot of other businesses have opened during the time that we've been open. And so for us to do that, it's just pretty awesome. Right? Pretty awesome. So here we go. We're going to go live today, guys. We got, Isaac, how many guests today?
We have two.
Two guests today. If I could please, I just want to apologize up front if I'm talking a little weird. I got these Invisalign. I'm going to have them for the next 6 months. So if I have a little bit of a lisp or whatever it is, that's what's going on. And if I take them off, I don't know if you guys have ever had them. They have these little things that they put on your teeth. So that'll like cut me up. So I'm going to have to leave them on. All right, guys. So let's see. Who's our first
First one is my winner. My realtor, Gus.
Okay, my realtor, Gus. Beautiful. Let's check him out. Hang on, guys. Let's see what Gus has to say. Hey, Gus.
What's going on, Danny?
What's up, buddy? How are you, man?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. Where are you joining us from? You're from Downey, yeah?
Downey, yep.
Awesome. Talk to me, man. How can I help?
So, number one, I want to say thank you from all of us, even from the Intero to Empire, everyone else, who really, really just digs down deep, and you kind of slap us in the face when we do bad shit, when we do good stuff, too. I really appreciate everything you do for us. Number one is my morning routine. Mm-hmm. So everyone has a story, right? I don't want to start with that, but I feel like the story has always been my problem in a sense. So right now what's happening is me and my wife, we have a baby. First time, you know, my first baby. So
how old?
We do have people that 1 year old.
Okay.
And so when I was doing real estate at Intero, I started right before she got, before she went to labor.
Right? Yeah.
And so before that, I was able to stay late, stay early, come in early, stay late. And now I'm dropping off the baby, picking up the baby. There's time limits. There's a lot of stuff. I'm doing my schedule, my time blocks.
Okay, time out.
I do.
Time out. Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Does your wife work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Your wife works. How much does she make per month? Because this is a good question here. Hey, guys, so I'm going to get straight to the point here because it looks like we're having connections issues, okay? Guys, can you hear me? Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to answer Gus's question. I'm going to answer Gus's question, and I'm going to answer it live. I'm going to remove Gus here, and you'll eventually be able to see the answer. Gus, I know you can hear me here. By the way, how many of you guys struggle with this, with like the balance of being an entrepreneur and watching your kids and so forth and so on? I think it's a tough subject for everybody. Here's the one thing that I want to challenge you guys with. It's this. Always, don't ever forget this, always the one who will be defaulted to alter their schedule is the one that's the entrepreneur. And the reason why that happens is because it's the easiest one to be able to say, I've got the time freedom to go out and, you know, watch the kids or whatever the case may be. And that's where I've got to challenge you guys. I got to challenge you all, and I've got to ask you this question. If you were an entrepreneur that respected their business so much, okay, that respected their business so much, that had a vision to earn $1 million a year or more, that had the guts to go out and work hard to accomplish that, trust me when I say, all of a sudden, the freedom that you have as an entrepreneur would go away. And then you and your spouse would be forced to make a decision. And the decision would be, who has the high, please listen to what I'm about to tell you, who has the highest potential to impact our family's financial future? Which spouse, right? And in my case, that answer was me. I had the highest potential to impact my family's financial future. So as a result, please listen to what I'm about to tell you, because a lot of you are not gonna like this. And to be quite frank, I don't give a fuck. As a result, the one whose schedule must be defended and protected at all costs is the entrepreneurs. It's the entrepreneurs. You see, what all humans do when they become an entrepreneur is they think like this. I'm an entrepreneur, so I have the freedom to decide when I work, when I don't, when I show up, when I don't. I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I want you guys to meet an entrepreneur right now. Hang on one second. That's my buddy Isaac. Isaac is the cameraman. Isaac works harder, listen to me very carefully, and is more disciplined than 95% of the real estate agents and entrepreneurs that I know. Isaac lives in the armpit of California, Nuevo California. That's another problem. I don't know what the hell he's doing living out there. That's an hour away. And Isaac sometimes beats me to the office, and I live 10 minutes away from the office. Why is that? Because this dude is committed. This dude realizes the potential he has. He realizes his future. And so I need to punch all of you entrepreneurs in the mouth, stop backing down. Don't ever use your family as an excuse. Use them as the damn reason. You're an entrepreneur. You have the freedom. Pretend like you didn't have the freedom. Pretend like you weren't an entrepreneur. Pretend like you had a boss. And guess what that boss is? That boss is your dreams and your goals. You will never make it. Never make it. Never fucking make it in business if you keep allowing yourself to take advantage of the choices that you have as an entrepreneur. The secret to the game is simple. You remove all choices, you remove all obstacles, you remove anything getting in the way of you becoming a powerful entrepreneur. And when that happens, your spouses will never have to work another day in their lives. That's it. I look my spouse in the eye. By the way, not all of you can do this. This is something I did. I looked my spouse in the eye and I said, hey, babe, what do you want to do? Do you want to work or do you want to stay home with the kids? Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to do, my role is to support that. She says, you know, we've got three kids. I want to be able to, you know, support them. Done. Give me 6 months. You'll never work another day again for the rest of your life. And then I went out and made it happen. In order to make that happen, however, I had to sacrifice. And I had to sacrifice the one thing that I see. Guys, I see it here in my office. I see it here in my office. By the way, yes, it's a $40,000 watch. You ain't never going to wear it. You ain't never going to wear it if because you're an entrepreneur, you allow yourself to not show up to work every single day. Okay? Ain't never going to happen. At some point in time, you're going to have to decide. At some point in time, you're going to have to decide that you are the one as an entrepreneur who has the freedom and the capacity and the trajectory to go out and create millions for your family. And as a result of that, you got to put everything else aside and you got to go make it happen. There are no excuses. You wake up early, you go work out, you get into the office at 7 o'clock in the morning and you do the damn thing. Who's next?
Real Justin West.
Real Justin West. Real Justin West. Got a little intense there. Sorry, but not sorry. By the way, if you have friends that should be here, go invite them right now. Real Justin West, what's up, dude?
Hey, not much, Danny. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking at you sideways, though, but that's all right.
Turning?
Yeah, there you go. All right. There you go. What's up, man?
This is my office.
I love it. I love it. Where are you from? What state?
I'm actually in Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. What the hell is going on in Boise, Idaho?
Oh, man, it's beautiful out here. It's growing. It's booming.
You know what's funny? My brother in Boise, Idaho, my sister-in-law's sister lives in I think in Idaho. Anyhow, I hear Idaho is beautiful. What's the question? I got you. Okay, so here's my advice. You ready? Something that I did that had a major impact on my life. Number one that I need to kind of free you from is the need to have all of the answers right now. Okay? You don't need, how old are you? 28. Yeah, you don't need to have all the answers right now. Okay, so just take a deep breath and understand that that's okay. Before I started Empire University, I was in between Intero, Empire University. I was setting up Intero to kind of operate under new leadership. But I spent like 2 years not really having the answers. I mean, literally, Isaac can attest to this. Literally, just now we're understanding the direction that Empire is going to take, right? And so it's okay, man. Sometimes you go through a season in life where you do not necessarily have all of the answers. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Here's where I can help you, though. What helped me is I wrote out at a very young age something called a vision statement, okay? A vision statement. And the vision statement was a story of what I wanted my life to look like in 15 years, okay? Now, I'll be the first to admit, I never hit the vision. I never hit the vision because I wrote it 20 years ago. However, there was something about the vision that it caused me to make decisions in a way that would help me to get one step closer to that vision. So in my vision, I was living on the beach. I was walking my kids to school. I was there to pick them up. And even though I don't necessarily live on the beach, I was there this morning to drop them off. I'm going to be there to pick them up. The vision really was about freedom for me. Does that make sense? And so I want you to be concerned less with what you do, less with what the vehicle is, and more with what is your vision. Like, you know, for me, I use numbers like $1 million, $2 million. Okay, whatever. Quite honestly, you could be rich in Idaho making $250,000 a year. Right? And you could live off of 50 and you could save $200,000 a year for 10 years and you can go buy yourself one property cash at $200,000 and at the end of 10 years, you have 10 rentals that are each netting you $1,500 to $2,000 a month, and you've replaced all your living expenses and you're done working for the rest of your life. That's a damn good vision. See what I'm saying? So all you should be concerned with right now, number one, whatever you do, do not miss Relentless next year. You need to be a part of this type of thinking. You need to be a part of just exposing yourself and to higher level thinking, higher level calibration. Because the people we hang out with on a day-to-day basis, they don't know what the hell is going on. You need this type of mentorship, this type of guidance to remind you, like, it's okay, man, it's okay. Get connected to the vision. Speak to your wife. Talk to her about the kind of life that you truly want to live. Not the kind of life that society says you need to live. Not the kind, you know, like, I'll give you an example. I'm battling buying a Lamborghini right now, right? I could afford four or five of them right now. I could. You saw the video, right, on stories?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. I've got my buddy Sam's Lamborghini. It's in my car, right? It's in my garage right now. I can afford four or five of them if I wanted to. Quite honestly, like, I'm battling it because I don't know if I want to spend the money. Not that I can't afford it. I don't know if I want to spend the money. And quite frankly, like, I just don't know. So as a result, I'm okay with not getting it, you know? Where there's other people out there that they live to just prove a point to people who, quite frankly, don't give a shit. And I part of my vision is to be in control of my values, my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, and make decisions when I want to make them. Does that make sense? So I would say, don't beat yourself up. I would say more than anything, get really, really connected to an overview of what you want your life to look like in the next 10 years. Write down lifestyle, write down health, write down income, write down contribution, how you contribute to society, and then write down wealth, those five things. And then based off those five things, then you take a step back and you go, okay, all right, in order to make this all happen, I don't think I'll be able to do what I'm doing right now. What could I do? What could I do that will help me to get one step closer? And that's how it all starts, man. Yeah, look, the first thing is I probably wouldn't be working 70-day hours a week unless I knew there was major upside in what I was doing. So the problem is, guys, and you all need to pay attention to this, you're putting in too many hours for not enough upside. Like, I'll put in the hours. I'll put in the 70, 80 hours, but it needs to be for my company, for my upside, for my potential. That you make that kind of sacrifice when you know the payoff is big. Sound fair? So that's number one. Number two, and the second thing that I would advise you is I would not have been able to make it without balance. Like, I don't want money. I want the whole thing. I want health. I want money. I want to be home at a certain time. So the way I go about my day, like, I can't remember the last time I got home past 6 o'clock. And normally I'm home by 4 or 5. And I'm going to say, and I'm in a different position now, but even when I was a salesperson, I never missed one of my brother's baseball games. Ever, never, ever. So you have the power to talk to your family and say, guys, look, here's the parameters. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'll be home by 5. Because I promise you, half the time, you're spending it on the computer, not on money-making activities. I promise you. Because if you were, there would be more money. Make sense? And so these are tough conversations that you learn to have with yourself. I definitely would have at least one day off on the weekends. And I would put some pressure on myself to understand, I'm about to teach you something that will change your life forever if you really grasp it. You can do double the money you're doing right now. Let's not say double. Let's say 20% more in 30% less time in the field you're doing it right now in, if you stop wasting time and you start focusing 80% of your energy on income generating activities and only 20% of your energy on income servicing activities. Okay? Yeah. Dude, big news is you're young. You got a great future ahead of you. You're learning. Stick around me. Hang out on Instagram. Come to Relentless. Don't worry, dude. Like, don't worry. When you hear me say that I've accomplished what I've accomplished, I was lucky to be in real estate since I was 19 years old. I was lucky to have hard work ethic, and I was lucky to value mentorship. And as a result, I surrounded myself with some real good mentors real fast. So we're here to help you. Okay. Cool, buddy. Take care, man. All right, guys. So for all of you that, today was good. I think there were two issues. Did you find value? If so, do me a favor. Comment with what you learned from today, because I think that was some two really, really good questions today. One had to do with time with family, which I kind of really got passionate about. Gus, I gave you the answer. Now it's up to you to do something about it, right? Yeah, major keys. Good stuff. You're so young and doing something. Thank you. I appreciate that. Relentless 2019. Absolutely. We're locking down dates, guys. We made an offer to the keynote speaker. It's such a big name. We want to make sure that we get that first before we make an announcement. But other than that, for those of you guys that are real estate agents, we're going live inside of our group. We're going to do it a little bit earlier today because I want to be there for my kids' first day of school when they get out. It's at 10:45. What's up, Bianca? How are you? Yeah, 10:45. So inside of our group, Empire Builders, just look M-P-I-R-E, Builders on Facebook, and that's a real estate-specific show that we're going to do right now in about 20 minutes. All right, everybody? Hey, yeah, you see, that's a big one. Love, and sentience. Stop acting like I already have freedom being an entrepreneur. Yeah, we haven't earned it. You'll know when you do. Man, that was great. Been listening to this real estate sales show, episode one, huge impact. Thank you, Real Justin West. By the way, guys, we are going on tour, Arizona, Chicago, Texas, Florida, New York, Northern California. It's all coming. DannyMorrell.com. Go check it out. We do have our $1 million Mindset Journal. I'm telling you right now, part of why you're not earning what you're earning is because your subconscious mind in your brain, it has something called the reticular activating sensor. It doesn't believe you can earn more. You got to reprogram yourself, guys. I don't know if you realize that. You got to reprogram yourself. And so I made this journal. It's a daily journal called an Empire Mind Journal, where literally every single day we're going to walk you through an activity that helps you to reprogram your subconscious mind. People have doubled and tripled their income when they do this every single day for a year. It's powerful. DannyMorrell.com/store. Check it out. God bless you guys. Love you guys. Thank you for all your support. And if you know of another human being that needs to be listening to this type of information, have them come follow me. I promise you they'll be in good hands. Take care. Bye-bye.